please read the sentences?
Number one? One advantage of attending Stony Brook is that it is close to New York City. There are several ways to travel to New York City from our campus. If you don't want to worry about traffic on the roads, you can take the train. But the price of a train ticket is $20, while a bus ticket is only $11.
Now let's do a practice question.
Mm.
If I ask you, is the price of a train ticket $5?
No, it's $20.
Okay, so always answer in complete
okay.
Sentences.
Okay.
Can you take the bus to New York City?
Yes, we can take bus to New York City.
And the price of a bus ticket is $15, right?
No, it is $11. New York City has many restaurants and a huge variety of different types of food. Within a single block, you might find an Indian restaurant, a Middle Eastern restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant. Other restaurants serve Mexican food, Indonesian food, and of course, American food. Chinatown is known for its wonderful Asian restaurant.
Does New York City have Middle Eastern restaurants?
Yes, it does have Middle Eastern restaurant.
Okay. And Chinatown is known for Middle Eastern food, right?
No, it's famous for Asian food.
Okay.
Manhattan has many parks where people like to walk, bike, and play ball. The largest park is Central Park, which stretches from 5th Avenue to 8th Avenue. The newest park is a High Line Park, which was built on an old train line 30 feet above the street level. This park continues for almost 2 miles above 11th Avenue.
Is the High Line Park above street level?
Yes, it's above street level for about 30 feet.
Yes. And the High Line Park is above 5th Avenue, right?
I don't really know. It's about 11th Avenue.
So, let me ask you the question again.
Yeah.
Is the High Line Park above 5th Avenue?
It's above 11th Avenue. There are many historic landmarks you can visit in New York City. The Brooklyn Bridge, which is one of the oldest bridges in the USA, connects Manhattan and Brooklyn. The Cloisters is another historic landmark you can visit. It is located in northern Manhattan and you can take the subway there. It is part of the Metropolitan Museum and has a beautiful garden too.
The Cloisters is part of the Metropolitan Museum, right?
Yes, it's part of the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
And the Cloisters is located in southern Manhattan, right?
No, it's located in northern Manhattan.
Please read the sentences.
The American continent is divided into two subcontinents. The continents of North America and South America are linked by the Panama Canal. The Rocky Mountains run along the western side of North America, while the Andes runs along the west coast of South America. The highest peak in the American continent is located in the Andes.
Consists of North and South America, right?
Yes, it consists of North and South America.
Mm-hmm. And the Rocky Mountains are located in South America, right?
No, it's located on North America. In order to make driving safer, there are many ways that roads can help guide traffic. Depending on the color of the line in the center of the road, traffic can either go on one way or two ways. One-way roads use white lines and two-way roads use yellow lines. A dotted line means that cars can cross into the other lane, while a solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane.
A solid line means that cars cannot cross into the other lane, right?
Yes, it means cars cannot cross into another lane.
And two-way roads use white lines, right?
No, they use yellow lines. Lifestyles in rural areas are different from those in urban areas. Rural areas often have fewer job opportunities and higher unemployment rates. People living in rural areas generally have less access to health care. Studies show that life expectancy is lower in rural areas than in urban areas.
People living in rural areas have less access to health care, right?
Yes, they have less access to health care.
And unemployment rates are higher in urban areas, right?
No, unemployment rates are lower in urban areas. Rural areas. Okay. No, the unemployment rates are higher in rural areas.